Well, we've got no update on injury report. After further review, we don't have to say anything until Wednesday, so got no update in that department. Questions?
Did Willis participate?
He practiced, yeah. He was reinstated with the league to be back at practice. We've got 21 calendar days to make that decision. He's not eligible to play this game against the Ravens.
Probably awfully excited to be out here, though, wasn't he?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's worked very hard. Greek, our trainer, all his staff, and Willis have worked very hard to get back, and he had a good first day.
Can he be much of a help against the Ravens? I know it's been 2 years since he played for them, but any extra intel that he can bring? And
you know, he was part of the team. He was around the locker room last time, so you know, I'm sure he can be of some value.
Peyton's record against the Ravens, I believe he's won his last 9 starts against them. Is that of any, I guess, consequence in preparing?
You know, not really. Each one of these takes on its own personality, and this one will be no different this Saturday, whether it was the last time we played in Baltimore or in years past. You know, both teams are different, and you know, it'll come down to who executes the best.
How different are the playoffs overall? I just think of Peyton Manning's record in the postseason. Is it just a different game altogether?
Well, I think it's, you know, what you fight for during the regular season. You know, all 32 teams, you know, fight for that spot. And, you know, they pick 12 and 6 on each side, and you get into the tournament. And once the tournament starts, anything can happen. So everybody understands it's a one-and-done proposition. And so I would say things pick up a little bit.
Coach, would you say this is one of the most focused teams you've ever coached at this time of year?
You know, I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. You know, we'll get our chance to prove that this Saturday, and, you know, we'll see what happens. But it's a good bunch. I've liked the team. I even mentioned that way back when we were 2-3, and the guys have worked hard. I'll say that. They're not afraid to work, and hopefully this week's no different.
John, people are focusing on Willis coming back, but Knowshon had 115 yards against the Ravens when you played him, so you have to feel good about the running game.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've had a lot of guys contribute. We had a guy go out early in the game in the last regular season game. And we had, Lance and, you know, guys step up. And so that's what you need. And we've had a next man up approach the whole season long, and that won't change moving forward.
Coach, last year a lot of linemen kind of got behind Chris Cooper when he got hurt. This year, a chance for him to play a playoff game, what would it mean to have him back?
Well, it'd be great. Yeah, I mean, he was voted on as a team captain by his teammates. And, you know, he's a guy that's been in and out of the lineup all year. He's worked very, very hard to get back. And it was good to see him out there today, and he had a fine day.
Hey, John, have you noticed any improvement or noticed anything different about Peyton throwing the ball with that glove?
No, you know, I think a lot will be made of that. You know, I think most people can relate to if it's cold out, you wear gloves. And, you know, I don't think it's a big factor. I think it's probably a lot about nothing.
Winning in the NFL is difficult. Is it any more difficult to beat the same team twice?
You know, it's all difficult. You know, it's not easy. You got a lot of competitive people. It's a competitive business. And, you know, beating anybody once is hard. So, you know, we'll just focus on, you know, what it's going to take for us to play well. And, you know, hopefully we have a good week of preparation.
Last week when you were preparing for the three teams, because the Ravens were the higher seed, did they get any more attention than the Bengals or Colts, or did you kind of equally balance that?
You know, not knowing, you never know what's going to happen in playoffs. You know, if you look at, you know, recent history in particular, you know, seedings meant absolutely nothing. So, you know, we gave everybody attention, and, you know, we have a full work week, and all our focus now is on Baltimore.
So what do you think of facing Ray Lewis one more time?
You know, I've got a lot of respect for him. You know, he's done a lot for the game, you know, on and off the field. I think, you know, it's pretty well documented the respect people in this league have for him. And, you know, he's their inspirational leader, and I'm sure it's important for them to have him back.
How much of a difference is it going to make having Ray back and their top two tacklers? How much of a difference is that going to make for your offense?
You know, again, they were without some guys last time. You know, they got Pollard back, Ellerby back, Ray Lewis back on defense. And offensively, they didn't have Dixon. They didn't have Yonda. So, you know, we didn't know who we were going to see last time, and we're not exactly sure who we're going to see this time. But, you know, whoever they put out there, that's who we're playing.
But how much of a challenge, how much more of a challenge is it when you know there are two top tacklers are now out there?
You know, again, it's always a challenge. You're in playoff time and playoff mode, and, you know, that's no different any playoff season.
Thank you.